about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. It's a beautiful Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee, and we have got a lot of things going on the show. So let's get right to it. We'll call roll and say hello to Coach Watson Brown, who joins us from up on the plateau. Watson, how are you?
Great, George. Here and accounted for, ready to go.
Okay. I like your spirit.
There you go.
Like your attitude. How's your golf game?
Don't know. It's been a couple of days, so I'll probably get out tomorrow and see where it is.
Okay. I like that. Hold on for just a moment. Terry, how are you doing?
Doing well, George. Doing fine.
Yes. I'm sort of mixed.
I know you are. And like I told you before we went on air with your ball club, it's not that they lost, it's how they lost. That
well,
just is soul crushing.
Here is my take on this. When they had the Dodgers dead and buried, and they did, they needed to close the door and lower the coffin into the ground. And their inability to do that, I worry, is going to come back to bite them.
I think you may be right, because they were, I think Riley said, five outs away from having a 3-0 lead, and had a 3-run lead in the eighth.
And then Bellinger went yard.
Yes, the same Cody Bellinger who hit 165 during the season.
But if he ever gets the timing back down, man, he is one tough hitter.
Well, it's the same Cody Bellinger guys that got him past the Giants, too, with a big
hit. Yes, ninth inning.
Big hit. So the one thing, George, to me wasn't the pitcher, it was the pitch. You're 1-2, and throw one high to him? I mean, that's gotten yard written all over it. You give him a high fastball, sometimes you don't even have to catch them all, and it'll go out. I don't know why the ball would have been up that high. And maybe it was where it was called for. He said after the game, did you see what he said? He said, they said, would you like to have it back? And he said, honestly, no.
Yeah.
I would throw it again. Maybe I'm an old timer, but I always thought you put one up in there, man, and they catch it. It's already on a lofted arc.
I had not been Luke Jackson's biggest fan, but I've got to give the devil his due. He had a terrific year for them.
Yeah,
in a bullpen that had been really spotty, he had probably been their most consistent bullpen pitcher.
Yeah, probably so, because, you know, the closer, Will Smith, has been kind of up and down, too.
Don Stanhouse-like.
Yes.
Mitch Williams. Those of you who are a little older. Okay, I'll get into later on my reaction when I found out. I was at the Preds game.
Oh, geez, so and you didn't even see it. You just heard it.
Well, no, my buddy Kevin Stallings gave me the information.
Ooh.
He pulled up his app, and then I wanted to puke. However.
George, relax. Braves and six. Braves and six.
I wish I believed that.
Braves and six.
I hope you're right.
Let's watch it.
We got to put Terry to work, however. Let's do it.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
Terry, where shall we start?
Well, let's start with a couple of roster moves that the Titans made. We know that they're a little bit suspect at cornerback.
No. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I'm shocked.
And so they brought back Greg Maben. He was on the Arizona Cardinals practice squad. He was with the Titans last year. You might remember he was the first player that tested positive for COVID when that whole scare started around the second week of the season.
Okay.
So They brought him back to provide some depth at cornerback because we know that they're going to be without Caleb Farley for the rest of the year, and we know that Christian Fulton is going to be out for a while. So in going out and signing a veteran player, they brought in somebody that's at least somewhat familiar with their system so that they don't have to start at ground zero.
In your mind, is there an obvious out there that they could go get that would, you know, that would sort of get the meter running? I mean, no offense, but this one gives me a big...
Well, yeah.
I mean, give me somebody who can play.
Well, one guy that got released yesterday by the Vikings is Cam Dantzler, former third-round pick, apparently got in the doghouse at Minnesota. Don't know if he would be worth a look or not, but certainly when you're digging through the scraps and looking for anybody who can come in and help you, that's a guy that is out there now.
They did not go after Whitney Mercilus, or maybe they did and they weren't able to pull it off. Whitney Mercilus has gone to Green Bay. Speculate for me, what could he have done in Nashville?
Well, I think he could have helped them. I mean, because if they had brought him here, it would have allowed you to maybe be a little less in going for having Bud Dupree play a lot of snaps. Now, Bud Dupree played Monday night but did not play an abundance of snaps. It would have allowed you to put Mercilus opposite Harold Landry, and you could have waited about easing Bud Dupree, his workload, and increasing it gradually as opposed to having to work him back in and try to get him up ramped up as quickly as possible.
What else do you want to tell me?
Well, they also signed an offensive tackle, which tells me that obviously with the retirement of Tyson Brio last week, kind of unexpectedly, and Taylor Lewan being in the concussion protocol, that they needed some depth there. So they signed Bobby Hart, who had formerly been with the Bengals. He was on the Bills practice squad. To me, this is a big-time lack of an endorsement of their second-round pick, Dylan Raidens, because you would think that a second-round pick should be ready to plug in and help out, but obviously they don't feel like he's ready for that.
Let's be honest. Their draft picks in the last couple of years have done nothing for this football team. Isaiah Wilson, they're not getting any help. And there is going to come a day of reckoning for this. It's just a matter of time.
Well, I think we're already there because, you know, if Lewan can't go this week and you've got a second-round pick that's borderline active-inactive, you know, in Raidens and is not ready to contribute, you know, that's a guy that you need out there.
Yeah. And in the first round pick, Terry, they let go.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the first round pick, they let go. And then the other thing, Terry, to me that's biting them is their two top free agents in the last 2 years have both not done much because of injury.
True.
Clowney didn't do much, and Dupree now is just not doing a lot. So it's their top picks here lately have really hurt them.
It's a big roll of the dice, you know, some of the guys that they've gone after because they've been injury prone and coming off of, you know, off of an injury in the case of Dupree, knowing that you're probably not going to get a full 100% Bud Dupree over the first part of the season. I think if you're the Titans, you just have to hope that by November, December, come playoff time, that he more closely resembles the Bud Dupree that he was in Pittsburgh and not what we've seen thus far because he's trying to make his way back from an injury.
Terry, thank you as always for the update.
No problem.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update on the show. Earlier today, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman was in town to sort of promote the Stadium Series game that'll take place on Saturday night, February 26th. The Preds will play the two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning over at Nissan Stadium. They've got a chance to have over 60,000 for that game in what ought to be a really neat environment. With the commissioner in town, I got a chance to talk to him. Commissioner, tell me how, to your recollection, the concept of playing outdoors ever started to begin with.
We are always focusing on ways to connect with our fans and give them another way to feel emotional about our game. And we concluded that bringing the game outdoors to what are the roots for so many people who've played and loved the game, and make it a little unpredictable dealing with the weather, and playing before crowds that are larger than typical for our arenas, we felt that this was something that our fans and the players would embrace, and that has been the case.
Give me one story from the early days of it you remember that would show how hard it is to put one of these on.
Game one, as I was driving from the airport to the stadium, it was raining. It turned into snow. It was the Pittsburgh-Buffalo game. It had the snow globe effect, and the game went into a shootout, and the legend of outdoor hockey was made in the very first Winter Classic.
You know how important 2007 was to me and others. When you look back, I can remember in a meeting we had, the Our Team Nashville group, we knew we had your support. Talk about your feelings as that was going on.
Well, there was a little bit of uncertainty at the ownership level. We always believed that Nashville was a place where NHL hockey belonged. We knew there were great fans here. We knew that Nashville was an important city in general and for us to be in, and I always believed that we would work it out, which we did. And now there's been a strong local ownership group that has continued to not only support the team, but to have the team support the community.
Commissioner, thank you for your time.
Always great to be with you. Always great to be in Nashville.
Watson, he gets booed a lot in various cities. He should never get booed in Nashville, because I know as well as anybody, back when we were struggling to try to figure out what to do to keep the team here, one person that stood up for us in that was Gary Bettman. And as he told me later, I wasn't going to let this team leave.
Well, and I don't think it'd be here without him, George. I feel that strong about it. What all you guys did to keep it here is one thing, but to have the commissioner's 100% backing, to me, I don't think he'd be here without him.
Couple of other notes before we end the update. Case Keenum and not Baker Mayfield will start tomorrow night for Cleveland when they take on Denver. Now, my gut feeling is that the Browns think they can win with Case Keenum tomorrow night. Watson, the other thing is you do worry about Baker and what the long-term stuff is here.
Dislocated shoulder, George, keeps coming out. Once it's been out, I know this is twice it's come out on him, meaning the shoulder joint slips and comes out and goes back in. And once it does it a couple of times, it does it a bunch of times. So there's surgery coming for him. He'll be wearing some kind of little harness for the rest of the year, but that is not good news for the Browns.
And one final story, and this one is going to get ugly. Former Washington State football coach Nick Rolovich will be suing the university for illegal termination, in part because of discriminatory and vindictive behavior, that's in quotes, by athletic director Pat Chun. This according to an attorney representing Rolovich. Watson, he wouldn't get the vaccine. They told him he had to. He refused. They fired him. Where do you think this is going?
I just didn't like the whole thing, George. Can't you find a way to... He says there's a religious issue with him. He'd been with the team for 3 months at least, and they hadn't had a problem. Couldn't they say, okay, we'll test you every day if you want us to something to figure a way out of that? I just didn't think that's a good look by anybody.
Pay very close attention to that one. By the way, Braves have not announced their starter for tonight. It could be any number of options. Waskar Enoa, Drew Smiley, maybe Max Fried. Who knows?
Who'd the Dodgers go with?
Julio Urias.
Okay.
Okay, after the break, we are going to meet Nashville Predator Luke Cunnan, who will be joining us starting today for a weekly visit on the show. I think you're going to enjoy Luke. He can really talk hockey. I think he's going to be a good addition. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf. Tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
So a lot of you who have heard this show over the years know I love that song. I didn't love it as much last night, because I had just found out before that song got played that Cody Bellinger had gone yard for the Dodgers. Truthfully, I wanted to go puke. But nonetheless, I want to thank the Predators for coming from behind in the third period and making my life a little more joyous. Now, with that in mind, Luke Cunnan is going to join us here in just a second from the Predators. Played a big role toward the end of last season and helping that team surge to the playoffs. It was sometime in April. I taped an interview with Luke that we ran on the show, and he was really good. And I made the decision then, if I can pull it off, I'm going to try to get him to do a weekly segment on our show, and that is exactly what we have pulled off. So let's welcome him in here. Luke, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks, George. Happy to be on, and like you said, do the weekly segment here.
Okay, you better start rooting for my Braves.
Oh, man. I mean, I guess I'm not a huge baseball guy, but, you know, I guess if I had to pick, I'd still be a Cardinal fan. Just from growing up in St. Louis in 2006, I was actually at the game at Busch Stadium when they, you know, when they won the World Series. So that was a pretty cool sports moment for me. And but yeah, I mean, definitely not a huge baseball fan, that's for sure.
Good Lord, I feel old. I was at Game 3 of that series in St. Louis. Holy cow. Anyway, enough of that. How important was last night, even though it's only the third game of the year, how important was it to get off the schneid?
Yeah, very important. To be honest, I liked a lot of the things we did in the first, you know, the first two games. I think, you know, the outcome was what it was, but I think we might have deserved a little bit more. You know, maybe a few segments here or there where we didn't play our best, but I really like where our group's at. And like you said, definitely good to get one in the win column and, you know, hopefully just get on a roll here. You know, it's a big part of our group that we go in every night. We expect to win, and, you know, that's kind of the mindset that we have.
Here's one of the things where I want to be able to pick your brain, and I don't pretend to know this the way you would. When you read in the paper, okay, so-and-so is on a line with so-and-so and so-and-so, how long does it take for a line to gel during a year? And what ultimately is it that determines, hey, these three really click while these three over here just doesn't really get it done?
You know, it really depends. You know, lines change so much throughout the year. You know, unfortunately in our game, guys get hurt and things have to change throughout the season. I think a big part of our group is we just have, you know, we're very deep. We have a lot of guys that can play in a lot of situations. I think, you know, it could be one or two games you kind of gel with a guy or two and things start to click. And, you know, other times it might take a little bit longer. But I think you kind of see we have, you know, whether it's pairs of two or three guys that kind of mesh well together that, you know, kind of just know where each other are on the ice, whatnot. But I don't think I'd be the only one to say this. We got a lot of special players that can do a lot of special things out there. So there's really not bad guys to play with, you know, throughout this lineup.
Who was on your line last night?
It started Granlund, Tolvanen, and myself. And then by the end of the game, we were mixing it up a little. It ended with me, Granlund, and Trenin. But like I said, I mean, guys are interchangeable throughout the whole lineup. We got a lot of very deep, deep talented players, like I said, that can play anywhere. So even guys that aren't in the lineup that, you know, are very talented and can make an impact as well. So that's a good thing to have up and down the lineup. We got a lot of depth, and, you know, we're going to need that throughout the whole year.
Watson, normally I would know that, but last night I got a little preoccupied, if you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean.
Yes, I think you do.
Thank goodness. Luke, you don't know how you made his night, because we would have worried about him going and doing something crazy if you all hadn't pulled that game out after what happened with the Braves. So you don't know. You may have just saved him on the spot.
Happy to help. Happy to do our part.
I'm sure you were thinking about that while you're on the ice last night. Look, yeah. I'm a longtime football coach, so I'm going to throw something at you here. Early in the year in football, the defense always comes together just quicker, and it takes longer to get the offense in gear. And then as you get into the season, it starts clicking more. Is there any parallels to that in hockey, or is it vice versa, or what? Early in a season.
Maybe a little bit. I mean, you hear the, you know, the quote, the phrase all the time that, what, defense wins championships. And I think, you know, especially for our group, we got to be sound offensively, and that's a big structure thing for us to have. Good defensively and good structure. And then if we do that, I think the way we play throughout our system with our structure, it's going to create a lot of, you know, a lot of ozone, a lot of turnovers for us to get pucks back and go in on the, you know, on the forecheck, on the attack. And I think, yeah, maybe it takes a little bit to kind of get the groove offensively. I think, you know, it's really hit or miss. I think for the most part, though, you know, in training camp, throughout that kind of stuff, you're really working on, you know, your systems, your structure, how you want to play certain things, just so you can be predictable for the most part throughout, you know, the lineup for your teammates, no matter who you're on the ice with, just so you have that little bit of structure. But then from then on, you kind of just go play and let the offensive instincts take over.
Luke, another comparison to me is you have a system in place in football, an offensive system, but there are game plans where it changes. It can change quite a bit from game to game. Is that true in hockey the same way?
Yeah, I think, like I said, we have our main structure of how we like to play, and I think, yeah, depending on the teams you play, there might be a little, you know, a little change here or there, whether it's how we're breaking out certain things throughout the neutral zone, certain tendencies in the old zone, how we can create more. I'd say team to team, game to game, it's a little bit different, but for the most part, we have our, you know, that foundation that we built, and that's kind of what we kind of rely on and go off of.
Yeah. And last, and then I'll give you to Terry, conditioning. I've always wondered about you guys and conditioning. What is the process to get you in the condition that you've got to be a great hockey player? Is there a lot of running involved first? Is most of the conditioning, Luke, on the ice? Is in football, yeah, there was always, you'd get a condition level, and then there was a pad conditioning level, meaning we had to take it down, put the pads on, and that's another step up in conditioning. Talk just a little bit about that, especially now that you're early in the year.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the off season you do a lot of stuff to, you know, obviously to get stronger, get working on the things you want to. There's a certain level of conditioning you do in the off season. I think maybe from guy to guy it's a bit different. I don't run a lot. That's not really my kind of thing. I think hockey is one of those unique sports where it really doesn't matter how much conditioning you do off the ice, where you know you're feeling really good. Once you get on the ice, it's a different level. It's a different kind of conditioning, a different level of intensity where, you know, you can kind of see, like, first couple days of training camp when you're really pushing it, guys are a little, you know, huffing and puffing a bit, but, you know, shortly thereafter, you know, within a week or so, you're really getting it back. And I think that's the main thing is the on the ice stuff is when you can you know, get it back and get rolling and moving again.
And do you feel like you're in great condition when the season starts, or does it even add as it goes?
I think it adds throughout training camp for sure. You know, once you get that competition, not against you know, your own team, when you're really battling physical for those pucks, you know, hitting other guys. You know, maybe sometimes throughout training camp, you know, you're not going as physically hard to, you know, because you're playing against your own team. There's definitely a level of compete, you know, because you want to push each other to get better, but you know, I think definitely when you're battling against another team, that extra compete level kind of comes out and that rises. So I think, you know, really, you know, getting into training camp, couple preseason games, and then, you know, myself, I do feel like throughout the season you get more and more just from playing more games. It's, I'd say it's different for everyone, but I bet most of the people would kind of say the same thing.
Yeah. Terry?
Luke, I want to ask you a little different type of question. You know, in the U.S. with amateur sports, we have AAU basketball, and there are thousands of travel baseball leagues where prospects get noticed. I noticed that you're from the St. Louis area, and most hockey players, they either go, or most of them are from Canada or Europe, where in Canada they have the youth and junior circuits that are really prevalent and get people noticed. How do American hockey players, what's that process like when you're not from a place that's a hockey hotbed, like you're from Chesterfield, Missouri, and your teammate Matthew Olivier hails from the hockey hotbed of Biloxi, Mississippi?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, now I think St. Louis has turned into a hockey hotbed, to be honest with you. We've had a lot of guys come out of there, but I think, you know, we were very fortunate, you know, us guys coming out of St. Louis to have guys like Keith Tkachuk, who, you know, played for the Blues, stick around to coach us. You know, Al MacInnis, Jeff Brown, Jordan James, people like that, that, you know, stuck around and really, you know, helped us to be the players we are now and the people we are now. And if it wasn't for those guys, none of us would be, you know, where we are now. And I think just the development and the way they taught us how to play the game and our work habits, just different, you know, ways to go about the game, life, how we approach it, is really unbelievable. I think second to none. And then, you know, we are fortunate to, you know, a lot of us go to the national team development program and, you know, play for our country and get that opportunity. So you do that for a couple of years. And then, you know, guys tend to go to college or major junior, you know, the whatever they, the best path for them might be. And for me, it was going to, University of Wisconsin, and I was fortunate enough to go there, play hockey there, which was a dream of mine since I was very young, and got to go visit that that campus and watch a couple games. So, and then yeah, you know, had a good college career, and was able to get drafted, and then shortly thereafter you're playing the NHL. So it's pretty crazy to look back and see how it all happened from where you started, but. Definitely don't forget all those people that, you know, helped from day one to get you there.
And you talked about some of those former Blues players sticking around and coaching you. When you were 15, 16, 17 years old, were you mainly playing high school hockey or were you playing mostly travel hockey?
Yeah, really mostly travel hockey. High school hockey isn't, you know, it's kind of big in St. Louis, but it's definitely the AAA hockey is bigger. So I did that until I was 15, and then at 15 I moved away to the U.S. team. So 15 to 17 I was there, and then 17 to 19 I was in college, and then turned pro. So
do you find that most of the American players that are at that level, they're pretty much on par with the Canadian and European players of the same age?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's different. You know, you play more games when you're playing in the major junior leagues, little more of a pro type of schedule, but I think there's pros and cons to both. It really just depends on the player, the person, what you're kind of looking forward to. And like I said, for me, it was always a dream of mine to play college hockey, something I wanted to do from a very young age. So I wouldn't change a thing, and I was fortunate, like I said, to play at University of Wisconsin. Just the history that program has with all the great alumni and, you know, the coaches we had. My freshman year, I had Mike Eaves, and then, you know, I had the Granato brothers my second year. And, you know, you're playing for NHL caliber people in an NHL caliber organization or school. So it was unbelievable. Very, very special. And I definitely don't take my time there for granted.
Luke, first show, not all that hard, was it?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Listen, thanks for coming on here. I can tell we have something in common. I don't like to run either.
I love it.
Hey, I'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Nashville Predator Luke Cunnin joining us on the show, and he'll be with us each week talking a little bit. And I think you could tell from that first interview, he can really talk this stuff, and I'm excited to have him with us. When we come back, we will pick Watson Brown's brain about where the old college football playoff is and where it may be headed in the next few weeks. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com. Terry.
Yes, George.
I want to take you back down memory lane for a moment.
Okay.
So you heard Luke talk about the 2006 World Series, and I mentioned that I went to, I think it was game four in St. Louis. So after the game, it's possible, I'm not saying this happened, but it's possible that I visited a local casino.
That possibility existed, yes.
So a friend of mine, me, and a third person that we don't know are playing. I'm not saying this happened, I'm just saying theoretically, at a blackjack table. And the dealer says, did any of you go to the World Series game tonight? Yep, sure did. Did your team win? And I said, I don't really care. I'm a Braves fan. I was just here because I love baseball. My friend kind of said the same thing. And the third person said, well, my brother was the losing pitcher tonight.
Oh.
Nate Robertson.
Nice.
Remember him?
Yes.
With the Tigers?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a St. Louis story for you.
Do you?
Yes.
Can it fill up an hour?
It'll fill up maybe 45 seconds.
Go.
This was when I lived in Jackson in the 90s. We went and saw the Cardinals because that was the closest major league team, about four and a half hours away. And I was with my buddies that from work, John and Dave.
At a casino?
No, we were walking around outside St. Louis after the ball game, an hour or two, just kind of killing time. So these two guys are walking toward us. And my buddy John goes, "Hey, that's Gary Reedus." They were playing the Pirates that night.
Oh, wow.
And my buddy Dave goes, "You idiot, that's Barry Bonds with him."
Oh, really?
Yes.
And this was before his head
expanded,
shall we say.
So they were coming toward us, and we said hi to them. You know, how are you? They were cordial.
Okay. That's a good story. Yes. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
Watson, I'm assuming you don't have any St. Louis baseball stories.
I have one.
Well, by all means, let's get the Triple Crown.
The Triple Crown, you know, all the baseball uniforms were made in Cookeville by Wilson Sporting Goods in the old days.
I did not know that.
Yes, sir. They were, all of them, all the teams. And my dad, at one point, had a torn Gibson jersey from the Cardinals. How he let that go is beyond me.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, he did. I can remember that vividly.
Bob Gibson was one mean son of a gun.
Oh, they would send them back to Cookeville to fix them. Of course, they had many of them, but they would send them back to be sewed up or whatever. And my dad had one.
He would not play well in the age where you can't retaliate.
Nope. No. The other jersey that I vividly remember him having and don't know what happened to it is during the year that Roger Maris hit 60, he had one of his.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Good Lord, you could have bought a radio station.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
wow.
But that would happen some because my dad did a lot of business with Wilson Sporting Goods and the company, the plant where they made them all, were within 100 yards of my dad's store.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So, Watson, let me go college football playoff. I got two or three things I want to throw at you.
Okay.
Do you believe that an undefeated Cincinnati will get screwed over by the committee for lack of strength of schedule?
It could happen. I doubt it because I think there's not going to be that many undefeateds when we get to it. And if they are, I don't think the one-loss teams would pass them. For sure a two-loss team wouldn't, like an Alabama if they were to lose to Georgia in the championship game or something.
I've asked this before, and I'm going to ask both of you this. Do you think it's possible that for the first time in this playoffs history that a two-loss team will get in?
No, I do not. I think there will be enough one-loss teams out there that I don't think a two-loss team will get in. No.
I kind of agree with Watson. I don't think a two-loss team gets in. I think if Alabama has two losses and Ohio State doesn't lose again, they would go instead of Alabama.
Absolutely. I don't even think it'd be close, Terry.
See what you all think. It seems to me we've got three games right now on the docket that are going to be close to elimination kind of games. Michigan, Michigan State. Right now they're both undefeated. The winner gets a huge leg up on the loser, who then sinks into sort of nebulous who knows what. Y'all buy that?
I do if the winner wins out and gets to go to the championship game. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I agree with that, but Watson's right. The winner still probably has to get past Ohio State and Penn State.
Yep.
Alabama and Georgia appear to be ready to play in the SEC title game. Do you all still believe that undefeated Georgia can lose to Alabama and still get in no matter what?
Nope. I'm not going to say no matter what. I don't. I think it's a part on how that game goes and how the rest of the games go. So, no, I don't think they walk in to that game and can say, win or lose, we're in. I don't think they can relax and do that.
Watson's right. They can't lose by 21 points to Alabama and be guaranteed a spot. Now, they lose by 6? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try this one. Michigan, Ohio State. Several weeks ago, it sure looked like, for the first time in a long time, Michigan had the upper hand. But Ohio State has found something. in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and nobody's dying to play him anymore. Watson, do you think that will be an elimination game?
Yes. One of those goes to the championship game, and the other one goes to a nice bowl. Yes, absolutely, that's elimination game. Unless something has happened to Michigan before that. I don't think Ohio State's going to have issues. They're really good, George, on offense now. I mean, really good. And their defense is slowly getting better. But they've still got the better team still to play. They've kind of hit this stretch where they haven't had to play the great teams, and it's given them time to get better. It's a little bit of what I think is going to happen with the Titans. Just keep playing. You may win, lose one here and lose one there. Just by the time it's playoff time, be at your best. And I think that's kind of what Ohio State's doing right now.
So, Terry, did you see what Ray just handed me?
No, I did not.
Okay, my buddy John McClain is reporting that the Texans and the Dolphins could have a deal done by the end of the week that involves Deshaun Watson.
Wow. What do the Dolphins do with him? Do they activate him and play him?
Bet you they do.
Wow.
What does that say about their belief in Tua?
Not much.
Well, it could be that he's going back the other way in a trade. That was the rumor in the offseason.
Very well could be, but I just think it says that they're saying to us, if that happens and it's not rumor and it goes down, then it's obvious they didn't think Tua was their guy.
Okay, is it lack of ability or is it injury prone, we think he's brittle?
I think it's more the latter.
Brittle.
Yeah, because he looked pretty good. What I saw of Sunday's game, and I know they lost over in London to Jacksonville, which is bad, but early on he looked pretty good throwing the ball. I think it's more injury concerns. I just don't know that he has an NFL body given the types of injuries he's already sustained early in his career.
I think it's from injury that you don't know enough because you hadn't seen him enough. That's the way I would say it. I can't tell how good he is or what because he just doesn't stay out there long enough to see.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Man, that could solve a prayer or two for the Texans.
Oh, getting him some bodies.
Getting him off
campus.
Absolutely.
But the thing of it is, the Dolphins, they're 1-5. Are they trying to salvage this year?
I have no idea.
I'd say not, Terry, if they're going to be giving up quite a bit to get Deshaun Watson, I think. It's going to be more than two, I can tell you that.
Whatever the case, we go to the break. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the bowl.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
And now it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul Tea, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul. And now, here he is, George Plaster.
Oh, as we've gotten to the fall, the questions have gotten harder. Riley Chestnut has, you know, sort of taken over a little bit with Stat of the Day. Terry, you're about the only person that's been unscathed.
Well, I got one right yesterday.
Yeah.
A shocker.
It was a shocker. You were a major underdog going in.
Upset Central, folks.
It was.
I owe it to Joe Ferguson. Not the former Dodgers catcher, but the former Bills quarterback.
Watson, are you down on Riley's questions?
No, I just can't get on them. I'm probably dead last in this, just like I am in underdog picks. So.
I mean, welcome. I kind of
stay at the bottom.
You and George are tied for bottom right now.
Wow.
Because he hasn't got
at least
either.
You put him down there with me.
Biting the intern hand that feeds.
Well, get ready to hurt with today's first part.
Okay.
Stats of the day. The Dodgers.
The answer is Cody Bellinger.
Okay, calm down. The Dodgers. In 82 career postseason games in Dodgers history, they have trailed in the eighth inning by 3 or more runs. What is their record now after yesterday?
1 and whatever.
Put the second part on that.
Boy, that really narrows it.
Remember,
let's just gong Watson a little for just for general principle.
Come on, man.
I deserve a little bit.
Can I get a half a point for that
out
one?
Out of 82 games where they've trailed by 3 or more runs in the postseason in the eighth inning, what is their official record?
I don't think they had done it at all till last night.
I'm going to say they have. I'm going to say they've done it twice.
I'll say they're a fine 3-79.
Whatever.
One more.
Was
crack
that
at
the
it,
first one?
One more. And was last night the 82nd or the 83rd?
82nd.
So I'd say they're 1-81.
Congrats, George. Your team made history.
That was kind of feeble, right?
Riley.
Riley, I love you, bud. That's ugly.
That's the last time Riley will do a question.
I love you, man.
That's the second part.
You got two friends come out of this deal.
Yeah. Hold on.
The second one. Who has
you,
the most
you
career?
You asked, do we want the second one? Hell no.
Oh, come on.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Let's hear it.
Who has the most career pinch hit home runs?
In postseason?
Just overall.
Overall?
Pride of Canada. One of them.
Not Larry Walker. He's from Canada. Who?
Matt Stairs.
Oh, jeez.
World Series champion, 08 with the Phillies. 23 career pinch hit home runs.
Wow.
Well, okay. Those were some stats we could have done without.
Especially the first one.
I just felt like for all the Ten Commandment jokes, I had to help Watson out a little
man
bit.
Who would have loved this segment.
You just moved up with Michael, bud. You're right there at the top.
Sean Henry would have loved this segment. He will lead off the 3 o'clock hour on the Plaster Radio Network.
News. I'm Rena Roy. A law enforcement source tells ABC News investigators are working to determine whether remains discovered at a Florida park are human remains and whether those remains and other articles discovered at the site are related to the disappearance of Brian Laundry. He has been named a person of interest since his fiancée, Gabby Petito, went missing during their cross-country trip. Her body was found last month in Wyoming. The House Select Committee voted to recommend former Trump advisor Steve Bannon be held in contempt for refusing to comply with a subpoena to testify about events leading up to the U.S. Capitol attack. Select Committee co-chair Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says comments Bannon made on a podcast the day before the attack suggests he knows more about the planning of the riot.
There is no doubt that Steve Bannon knows far more than he says on that video. The American people deserve to know what happened.
This is ABC News.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on assignment retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I'm gonna oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Still looking for that one special voice that makes you fall in love with podcasts? The One is out there and free on Spotify. With over 2 million shows and today's most talked about podcasts, Spotify is the best place to find that one special show that makes you laugh, keeps you interested, and keeps you listening for more. Whatever you're into, get way more into it with a podcast. Find the one you've been listening for right now, free on Spotify.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Anson's Hardwood is on the air reminding all drivers to never text and drive, go the speed limit, and always buckle up. This safety reminder is brought to you by the professionals at Hanson's Hardwood. For the best hardwood in the business, call 615-281-0244. That's 615-281-0244. Hanson's Hardwood, on the air because they care.
golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
And we start hour number two of the show, and thank you for being with us. Big day in our city. Press conference earlier today over at Nissan Stadium to talk about the Stadium Series, which involves the Predators and the Tampa Bay Lightnings on February the 26th of 2022. The Preds then held a luncheon that I got invited to. As a good radio person, I accepted the free meal. But I want to kind of reciprocate a little bit to Predators CEO Sean Henry, who's about to join us. I want to invite Sean over to the house tonight to watch the Braves and the Dodgers. Sean, I hope you'll accept.
You know, that is one of the most awkward invites I've ever gotten. Because if I accepted, you'd have to die because you'd have to buy me dinner, and you're too cheap to do that.
Wow.
It is Wednesday.
How you doing?
I do well, but did you actually just call the Lightning the Lightnings?
Yeah, it didn't roll off the way it should have.
No, I'm glad you did, because I do that when I try to make fun of them a little bit. So my own personal joke with one of their employees. So
yeah,
I'm going to get this tape and send it to them. The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, this one just didn't roll off the tip of the tongue the way it should have.
Well, good luck tonight. You know I'm pulling for the Braves over the Dodgers, so hopefully you win.
Oh, I hope you're right about that. So, Sean, tell me, I mean, it sounds great that you play a hockey game in a football stadium. We all want that. But in the logistics, how hard is that kind of thing to pull off?
Well, you know, whenever you create an indoor ice sheet outside, you know, the logistics, you don't know what they all are. I mean, you know what they are as far as building temporary ice, you know, 200-foot surface in the middle of a 300-yard field, sight lines, stages, power, all those things. The biggest thing that comes into play is the unpredictability of the weather, and that's where, you know, our special events team, they just do a great job because, you know, they've made ice in negative 28-degree weather with wind, which is hard. They've made ice in the desert with the sun glaring on it, which is hard. And the worst conditions of all are windy rain. And so we'll go through it, but it really is an amazing thing to watch. I was talking to Adam Vinion the other day from The Athletic, and when he was in D.C. still, and they were playing a game at the Nationals ballpark, he went over there every day and did a story on what they were doing that day. And I hope those stories are done here because it really is fascinating. I mean, it's fascinating building our ice in the building in perfect condition. So, yeah, the logistics are known difficulties, but I don't even know how many games we've done outside now. But they have down pretty pat. And you know, when you work with a good crew like the Titans, you know, it's going to be a little bit easier.
It was really interesting today to hear Gary Bettman talk about the league's excitement for being here. I have always felt like you all sort of taught the league some new stuff a few years ago about how to market big events. And he almost acknowledged that today.
Yeah, no, what I really enjoy about Gary is, you know, he trusts people, he trusts teams, he wants teams to show their individual flair and identity, because each market's a little bit different around this great game. And, you know, when you do it, and you do it well, and maybe you take a risk or two, and most good things got paid off, he gives you a lot more, and a lot more, and a lot more. And I really just love that about him, and I've been fortunate enough to be around Gary for, gosh, almost 25 years now. And he's not afraid to try new things. And he really enjoys being around teams and people and businesses that kind of embrace that. And he laughed when we proposed everything we want to do at the All-Star game. He said, well, let's do it. You know, we'll see what happens. And I don't know if there was anyone happier with how wonderful it was. And that really paid off the next year in the Stanley Cup when we really locked arms and created so many special moments.
No kidding. Watson, say hello to Sean Henry.
Sean, if you go eat with George tonight, you might want to bring your own just in case.
I'll tell you what, last time I ate with a George, with Big George, it was for a Yankee game, and George, who has hands bigger than my head, reached into a bin of barbecue and scooped out of his hand and put it on my plate. And ever since then, I've not eaten with a man named George.
Now, that's George Armstead. Okay, let's make that clear.
It was George Armstead, but I don't know, man. I'm getting weird flashbacks.
That's about as bad. That don't sound real good. Tell me you did not eat the barbecue, correct?
No, and he was offended. I'm not eating this. I mean, I'm a germaphobe as it is. And when you see those, I mean, his hands are humongous. And then he reached into some Cheetos and crunched them up for me on top of my barbecue. And that is a true story. You can ask George's brothers, Chris Parker and Jeff Hogan. They were there.
Oh, gracious.
Watson, I'll say this. If Sean does bring his own, I hope he brings enough for two of us.
Good point. Make sure you get a double dose. That's exactly right.
Leftovers from today at lunch.
That's good, George.
Bring the cookies.
That is so true.
A true radio guy.
Oh, me. Sean, in logistics-wise, what do you have to do? Do you put seats in? The ice doesn't eat up the field completely, so what do you do? Do you put seats down low into that? You add that to it, or what?
No, they normally don't. I mean, everything's slightly different, but normally what you do is you infill it with some different levels of entertainment. Okay. So, you know, with us being in Music City, I don't want to foretell anything, but I think we're going to have some fun with some different pockets built in around it, because in reality, you want to get up a little bit high from a viewing standpoint, you know, to really enjoy that game the best. So if someone was on the field, it probably wouldn't be the best view of the ice, but it does give you so much ample opportunity to bring something to life. So in Dallas, when we played at the Cotton Bowl, again, a massive stadium, you know, they had a stage at one end, they had pig races at the other, they had mutton bucking at another, and you know, everywhere on the field, there was something going on at every break and play. So that's what's great about playing in a football stadium. There's so much space to program some different things.
Yeah. Two quick things, and I'll give you to Terry. How do you do this ticket-wise? Does it go to your season ticket people immediately and then on down? Do you do it the same way, or is this done differently?
Yeah, no, you nailed it a little bit. Now, it's not our event. That's the one odd thing for me, because some people have accused me of being somewhat of a control freak.
So you don't, you don't get the money from this event?
So this is an NHL event. You know, okay. So basically, quote-unquote, sell them a home game, if you will, and then okay. Do everything and do a great job with it. But, of course, our season ticket holders had a pre-sale opportunity before the general public, which tickets go on sale tomorrow. So for the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, our season ticket holders and partners, and then we opened it up to Titans season ticket holders and partners, and I think we even did Nashville SC as well, because, again, they're a partner in this as well. You know, they had to be so accommodating with their own schedule. So, our fans, of course, get the first crack at it, and now it goes on sale with the general public, and this thing's going to be sold out quickly, and even if you're not a hockey fan, which if you're not, there's something wrong with you, but if you're not, you want to be there, and this is going to be one of those great, great events we look back on years from now, and we're all going to claim to be there, so you might as well be there.
Well, and my last thing, Sean, how do you do the players with this? Is the ice done a day before to where the players can get on the ice and get used to it? Is it done the day of? How do you let the players, and is it done in enough length of time to where they get out on the ice and get to practice once on it or whatever?
Yeah, so what's nice about the Stadium Series, unlike the Winter Classic, you have a little bit more time to build it. So the ice will be completely ready 2 days or 3 days before the big game.
Wow.
And then they'll perfect it and change it and challenge it. And then the Friday, Saturday or Friday before the Saturday game, will be a practice day for both teams. And normally it's a fun family skate, too. And I know for myself, my own family being on the ice in Dallas after our practice, It was really, really cool and special for all of us, but especially our players. So, yeah, no, so the day before everyone practices, we try to practice at the same time the game will be. So the lighting is the same. You know, right. It's going to be dark at that time. But the players love it. And, you know, over the years, the ice has varied in different levels of conditions, but I've never heard a player complain about the ice because it's about the experience.
Yeah, neat. Terry?
Yeah, it really, really is.
Sean, I want you to know that I tried to get George to play the intro to the Yankees, the Yes Network, for their television broadcast.
Hell
came
no.
up, and he vetoed it.
That's sad, isn't it? Because, you know, when you have something great, you should embrace it, regardless of what team it represents, right?
Absolutely.
You know, the last time y'all won it, I was young.
Really young.
Do we really want to compare the last time a team won it? Because I think it was, 26 years ago since you won?
I was young and thin.
Oh, gosh. Sean.
Well, George. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, George, you know I'm pulling for the Braves. They're my last team in it. And it'll be nice to bring a championship to the Southeast, won't it?
Oh, let's do it. Go ahead, Terry.
All right. Sean, one of the things, obviously, Nissan Stadium has held more than just Titans games. Do you go and examine when you and the league are trying to coordinate this and set it up with the Titans, do you examine some of the things that have been done with big events like a Garth Brooks or a Rolling Stones concert and things like that that have been held inside the stadium in preparation for the game?
Well, you always go back and look at what they've done and understand what the capabilities are. Because, you know, when you do a Garth Brooks or a Stones or the CMA Festival, which is, you know, so demanding on a building, you know, that's always encouraging because, you know, you have the duplication power, you have the resource, you have certain areas backstage or, you know, back of the house that can do almost any event. And that stadium sure does. It's an incredible stadium. It's a great stadium, great bones. And we felt really confident even before the site visit that they were going to be able to do this in perfect fashion because, you know, we've done this game in Fenway and Wrigley and the Cotton Bowl, you know, buildings that are, you know, centuries old. And it still comes off really, really well. So a building that is as modern as Nissan Stadium, we felt pretty confident. And then you go in there and walk it, and you feel even better about it.
And then the other thing, too, that, you know, has been an issue at times with Titans games in the past, you know, is our traffic flow, concessions, getting into the ingress and egress from the stadium. What are some of the things that you hope to be able to do to alleviate any potential problems that might arise there?
Well, you know, the Titans operate the stadium. You know, we don't take the stadium over. It's, you know, they still operate like they do on the Stones, same as the Titans game. And I'm sure they're getting ready for just a fantastic event. And, you know, those issues, you know, they just won't be there. And they operate the stadium, and they do so in a manner in which Nashville enjoys.
Well, we're very excited about what's coming, and I want to let people know you can buy your tickets now at nhl.com/, y'all didn't know I knew that word, Stadium Series Tickets. nhl.com/Stadium Series Tickets. Sean, I am really starting to get with this technology.
You are. I am impressed. I mean, you almost actually talked about watching something on your phone today, and I didn't realize you knew the brick in your hand could do that.
With a little bit of help, all things are possible. Hey.
That is true.
You did a great job today. He got up there, no notes. Everybody else read. He got up there with no notes, and you could tell there was some real feeling to what he was saying and the passion he felt for it. Sean, thank you so much, and thank you for the visit.
Well, I appreciate the forum and the opportunity. And, George, I've said this, I said it publicly today, we're not here if it wasn't for some of the things that you did 13, 14 years ago. So thank you. And you know what? You don't need notes when you work in Nashville. It's just such a wonderful place that you get to harken back on some nice memories and tremendous people that help push each other along. So thank you for making this possible.
Amen. Thank you for the nice words. Talk to you soon.
All right. See ya. Don't get used to them. You guys.
Oh, he is a piece of work. I love him. But he's a Yankee fan. God.
That makes it even better.
Oh, no, it does not. It does not. Anyway, we're going to do this after the break. We'll open up the phones, go wherever you want to go, but I in particular want to hear from some of you who may be excited about this event coming in February of 2022. It is really going to be cool. Hit the phones. We're going to open them up. I want three red-blooded Americans to do some yapping. 615-844-5600. Jump in now. We'll get to you quickly on the Plaster Radio Network.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
It's the sound of the skates sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville! It's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
R&M Printing reminds everyone to please drive safely, sensibly, and defensively this summer season, especially around our parks and crosswalks. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident, but when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. From company logos to hoodies to t-shirts and more, call R&M Printing today at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it yet again. Eighth win of the season at Texas, locks himself into the championship four race at Phoenix. Up next is Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell every single weekday right here.
Looks to me like we've got loaded lines. As soon as a line comes open, I'll let you know it, but let's see what people want to get into today. Tommy, up on line one, welcome.
Thanks, George. I'm a Tennessee Vol, but I'm not a Vandy hater.
Okay.
I like to watch Vandy succeed, and I watch them from time to time. And maybe y'all've already talked to this, but I'm still kind of in shock of what I saw at South Carolina Saturday night. The last series when the new quarterback came in, and Vanderbilt, that defense that you're playing to lose, that's exactly what they did. I just couldn't believe it. They sit back there and rush three people the whole last series, and they got the ball all the way down to the 10-yard line, and then Vandy took a timeout, and I said, well, surely they're going to blitz this time. They've got to try to get to the quarterback. And they never did it. I think they got a great coach out there now, but I've just never seen – I wonder what Watson thought about it. I've just never seen a team just sit back on their heels and just continue to do the same thing the whole way down the field and didn't change anything, nothing.
Tommy, help me with one thing.
Another going to say, well, our cornerbacks can't, you know, stand with a man-to-man or whatever, but you've got to do something different the whole series down the field. And even the commentators were saying, a lot of times things happen to Vanderbilt that don't happen to other people, but they did it to themselves Saturday night. I mean, you've got to – they took a timeout and still didn't change anything. And I'm just confused. Maybe Watson can tell me what the mindset was on that.
I'm going to let you hear this off air because I think it's going to be a very interesting discussion. By the way, that will leave a line open, and I hope somebody will jump in and use it. 615-844-5600. Watson, to your knowledge, in that drive, did they blitz at all?
I didn't see the whole drive. I saw a lot of it. I don't think so. I just didn't. I agree with Tommy. Coach Lee's doing a very good job. Those kids are playing their hearts out. But to change when they'd had success, George, South Carolina really did not move the ball good all day long. I mean, not at all, in my opinion. I just thought to a new quarterback, you don't let a new guy that hadn't played just sit back there with the ball in his hands. And they had pretty good pressure during the game, George, with four rushers, not even blitzing a lot. So I have to agree with Tommy. I would like to think Coach Lee would say the same thing after it's over, that, man, we should have given him more looks, and at least when he gets to around the 50, somewhere in there, go back to your normal style. If you want to bend a little down deeper where they were, let them get up to the 50 maybe, and then they got to score a touchdown, and I understand that's what he's thinking. He ain't got to worry about field goal. But still, I just think you've got to put pressure to a quarterback, especially a new quarterback.
One of the things I've noticed in the last 2 weeks, and I noticed it at Florida, where the score gets out of control, but the truth of it is Vandy had about five different drives where they got inside the red zone and they came away with absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And I believe one of the things that ails them right now, they don't have a clue how to win. Not a clue. And they find ways that seem unimaginable not to get done what it looks like they're right on the verge of doing. And, you know, I admit I'm tossing on a dead body here a little bit. But some of that's Derek Mason. Some of it may be Clark Lee and his staff, because they didn't do a very good job a few nights ago at South Carolina at the end. But some of this is their players have no clue how to win.
No, and that's hard. It's hard to hump that. It's hard to get over that hump. And I'm telling you, it is very hard. And especially when you go from Ole Miss to Alabama to Georgia to Kentucky to Mississippi State. It's week after week after week, and that makes it so tough. And the way their schedule was set up, they had the easier games early, and now it's all SEC straight through, and that is very hard. The other thing, George, when you are the less talented team, the closer you get to that goal line, the more the physicality shows up, and that's part of it, I would say. I guess I'm trying to defend them a little bit that way, but man, this isn't going to be easy for Coach Lee, and I can vividly tell you what he's got to do right now. Got to keep them playing hard, but he's got to go recruit. I've been there, and it ain't going to matter till you get players up close to the talent of who you're playing in the SEC.
Next up is Logan in Brentwood. Logan, welcome in.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hope you're good.
Well, I hate to sound like a Jeff in the Burrow or a Debbie Downer, but we have seen this from Atlanta sports teams before. And I really, I hope I'm wrong, but I fear I'll be 85 years old still telling my grandkids about the time that Puke Jackson left a beach ball over the plate and Bellinger sent it into orbit.
Well, Terry, I will say this. I'm worried that we're going to look back and say, okay, had a chance to bury a great baseball team and didn't do it. And I don't know. I don't know where this is going. There is a part of me that if I'm Snitker, I might go to Max Fried and say, look, you're our best shot in L.A. Can you go on 3 days rest? Even though that's not what I would want to do.
Yeah, there's the possibility of being tempted to do that because you want to stop the bleeding. And to me, it basically comes down to the next two games. You just got to win one of them. If you can win one of the next two games, you'll be all right. But it's not, like I said earlier, it's not that they lost yesterday. It's how they lost, because it switched the entire momentum of the series. And now, whether it's Max Fried or whether it's a bullpen day or whatever they're going to go with, somebody in one of these next two games has got to step up and stem the tide.
Dodger Stadium is a really tough place to play. And, oh, by the way, the Dodgers on paper have the best talent in baseball. The Braves are close, but it's that kind of moment that we may look back on and say, that's why they didn't win. And, boy, I hope I'm wrong. I'm like the caller. I hope that I don't have to say this, but I am worried. I'm worried that this opened the door. And tonight, Dodger Stadium will be wild.
They can lose both games and still win that thing. I'm telling you, Braves are going to win this. I don't know if they win a game in L.A., but they're going to win the series. Put it down.
I hope you're right.
Last night will not be the tide turn. Now, it may still be some games, but I still think the Braves win this thing.
Got a line open. Hope somebody will jump in and use it. 615-844-5600. Good calls so far. Bill in Hendersonville, keep it going.
Good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Terry, it's good to it's my first time to call and speak to you to tell you how good it is to have you back on with George and in health, and don't forget the famous words of a very famous 1980s wrestler, and that is to say your prayers and take your vitamins.
Yes, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. I really do.
You're welcome, fellas. I don't know if you guys have discussed this any at all, but I guess you guys saw the story, the big national headline, where Nick Rolovich at Washington State lost his job because he wouldn't get a COVID-19 vaccine. Two questions are, one, at one point does you say, to hell with my principles, I want to keep my job and be a football coach on this level with Washington State or wherever else it may be. And my second question for Coach Brown would be, is he rehirable? And I will hang up and listen.
Hold on. Are you saying, is he rehirable at Washington State?
I think he means anywhere.
No,
anywhere.
Sir, is he rehirable anywhere,
okay.
Anywhere, period.
That is a great question. Third great call in a row. Thank you. Watson, let's start with that one. In the college community, did he just become radioactive or what?
I don't think it's a good look either way. I said this earlier. I do think he's rehirable because it really, once the pandemic settles down and everything, that they didn't fire him for cheating. They haven't fired him for losing or whatever. So I think he is rehirable. They were getting better, and the team was improving by the week, and he did a really good job at Hawaii. So I think he is rehirable. But the other question Logan asked was, where's the point where you give in? That's where I say it's not a good look both ways. I mean, you've got 100 kids. You're right in the middle of a season. You're having a solid year, and just to – just to be that strong and to walk out is tough to me. And then I go the other way. You have a state mandate, but at the same time, this is different. He's been with these 100 kids for 3 and 4 months. There's been no COVID issues whatsoever, none. Why would you not sit down and make some kind of agreement to where, okay, you want to stay, you're tested every day. You're going to come in every morning, and we're going to make sure you're not positive. You're not going to be around the kids unless you've been tested every day. I just think some way there's got to be some common sense, George, somewhere in the middle of this. It makes me think there may be more issues between the AD or the president and the coach. Anyway, I don't know. I just didn't like the look of this on either side. Do y'all think I'm wrong about that, or do you see it kind of the
same? It's the first thing I thought of was there's more to this than we're being told.
Yeah, and Watson, I'm with you. Common sense went out the window a long time ago in dealing with this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just crazy right there. The world we live in right now is just crazy. Yeah. And I hate that this guy lost his job, but you may be right. There may be something more to it than just this. They may have just used this as the carte blanche reason to get rid of him.
This guy replaced Mike Leach.
Right.
Yeah.
At Washington State. And they've been pretty competitive. It's not like they had won 3 in a row before this went down. I don't know. I got the feeling, Watson, we have not heard. I'm with you. We have not heard the full story.
I just hope not, because you would think just a little bit of common sense on both sides. On both sides, if there was a way to work through this, and, if this was Nick Saban and he's in the state of Washington, what would have gone down with this? And he'd won 6 national championships.
He'd have told the governor, I'll set the rule.
You know what I mean by what I'm saying. This don't make sense to me. I said it earlier. I'll say it again. It just doesn't look good to me on either side of this deal.
We're not anywhere near the end of it. I believe I'm right. He was fired for cause, which means they skip out on payment.
Yeah.
He's going to court saying, oh, no, you're going to pay me. I've got to think there's a compromise before this gets to trial.
I hope so.
We'll just see. Okay, Tony in Nolensville, I want you to hang with us. The music means we're about to head to the break. I've got a couple of lines open. If others of you want to jump in, I want to hear from you. And, you're a red-blooded American who wants to talk a little sports. 615-844-5600 on the Plaster Radio Network.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
A trip to the World Series is on the line as the Braves and Dodgers battle it out in the 2021 National League Championship Series.
Line drive, that is through. Here comes Dansby, and the Braves walk it off.
Tonight, it's an epic Game 4 of the National League Championship Series from Dodger Stadium in L.A. as the Braves take on the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Coverage begins tonight at 6:50 on your home for the Braves postseason, Nashville Sports Radio.
Looks like the Braves have made their decision for tonight. Waskar Enoa. Here's what my gut feeling is. First of all, Waskar Enoa, early on, was headed toward being a National League All-Star. And then, stupidly, he punched a wall or something after he, you know, didn't have a good outing and busted up his hand and was out for about 3.5 months. When he came back, he really has not found the April and May Waskar Enoa. My guess is that they're looking at him as a 3-4-inning pitcher tonight. And, oh, by the way, they may not pinch hit for him. He is a damn good hitter. Some of you will remember he hit a couple of homers in his big league career already. So anyway, they're going Waskar, Enoa, and probably a cast of thousands. It would not shock me if Drew Smyly is their second pitcher tonight. My guess is they go with Ian Anderson tomorrow. In particular, if they were to win tonight, they'll go Ian Anderson. If they don't, if it's 2-2, it wouldn't shock me if it's Max Fried tomorrow, with sort of the belief that they would bring him in relief in Game 7 because they will pull out all stops to try to win this series. The Dodgers are better than either the Astros or the Red Sox.
Yeah, you're probably right. Who would be your Game 7 starter? You come back with Morton?
Charlie Morton would be your Game 7 starter, I think. First of all, I'm trying to think this through, trying to count days. Charlie Morton did not pitch all that long yesterday.
Well, I didn't think he was going to make it out of the second inning the way he was going at first.
He might not have either. Anyway, that's what they've announced, apparently. Astros, Red Sox, about 25 minutes away from getting underway at Fenway Park. That series now 2-2. Chris Sale for the Red Sox. This is a game Boston has to win. If they go down 3-2, it's hard to envision them winning a pair on the road in Houston. Tony in Nolensville, you are up next. Welcome.
Good afternoon, guys. Terry, do you realize if Watson had kept that Gibson and Mantle jersey and then sold them and then created the Watson Brown Network, you and George would be the secondary host?
You are right, Tony.
Thanks, Tony, for rubbing it in a little more. Radio Network.
Oh, God.
Tony, what led you to start thinking about that?
You had mentioned it at the conclusion of y'all's conversation that he could have bought a network.
same thing if he still had the 20 Mickey Mantle cards he said he had as
a kid.
I had
20 Mickey Mantle cards at one point too, yes.
Don't think I'm not going to look through mine and see if I've got one. That's true.
Go back and hunt them, buddy. They're worth more than you think.
That's true. Guys, I come across this, read it in the paper this morning, George. The job Terry Bowden has done down there at Louisiana Monroe, who's always been a doormat football program per se, they beat Liberty this weekend.
They sure did.
And, of course, we've got a connection there a little bit on the team. But with being a 33-point underdog, and he's got them at 3-3, and I think they lost one game that was pretty close. I hadn't looked at their schedule.
Well, but there were always, Tony, three things in life that were certainties. Do you know what they are?
Well, we know death and taxes. What's the third?
UL Monroe will be your opponent for homecoming.
That's pretty good.
But you're right. I mean, man, he is taking them out of, like, doormat status. And
he's got them excited down there from what I've seen. Some of them, I've seen him play on TV one night.
That's a huge win for them. It's also one of the biggest underdog win outright deals that we've seen in the last 5 years in college football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Are you sure George, I didn't have them as my underdog pick?
I am certain of that, Terry, but we'll review tomorrow, and perhaps you can buy off the commissioner.
Perhaps.
Oh. Yeah. That's what you're going to need.
You'll be getting a text in a minute, George.
Oh, no doubt.
On the NHL event that's coming here, I will not go to it. George, I just have not. I got so I don't even go downtown for some of the huge events and stuff no more. I worked down there for 20-something years, and when I got away from it, I've just kind of gotten away from it. But will I be watching it? Do I think it's a fantastic event? Absolutely. And I think it's in Nashville. It's going to be a hit. And I think it's going to be an exciting event, whether you're sitting at home watching it or down there attending it. I think Sean Henry and them, I love Sean. He's a great guy. And
he can really market whatever he puts his hands on. They do a great job with that.
You know, Tony, I've always said what the Our Team Nashville group did essentially was buy the Predators maybe another 6 months, a little bit of a stay of execution. But Sean Henry and before him Jeff Cogan, they right. saw to it that what we tried to do, that the work we did was not in vain. And I will always have a soft spot for those two guys for the way they have elevated that franchise.
George, is Jeff still with Tampa Bay?
No, he retired about a year and a half ago.
Okay, I did not know that, and I knew Jeff as well. He was a great guy. One last question. This is for all of y'all. Where do y'all see the Titans? We're coming up not too far from midseason. Do you see the Titans in the AFC Championship game or a Super Bowl contender? Do you see them in at least the AFC Championship game? I'm going to let y'all guys talk about it. George, great show as always. And, guys, have a good evening.
Thank you. I'll start this, and I'm going to take the negative. Not even close. Listen, it was nice that they won. Big win. City was really energized. But I don't feel like I'm fooled by it. They don't play a lick of defense. For this defense to be effective as it is now, they're going to have to take a lot of chances. They're going to have to blitz a lot on third downs, and they're going to have to hope like all get out that against those blitzes, somebody hadn't dialed up a screen against them. The sit back in a base with a soft zone, they got their butt handed to them Monday night. Now, don't get me wrong, Buffalo's really good. Offensively, they are at a championship level. Defensively, they're not anywhere close. They're a four seed because they play in a crappy division. They'll host a five. That's sure what it looks like right now. And the truth of it is, Terry, the five is likely better than them.
Yeah, it depends on who it turns out to be. If it's somebody out of the north or the west, because I don't think anybody from the east or the south is going to be a wild card. So it's going to be one of those teams. So if the Chargers come here or a healthy Cleveland comes here or something like that, it could be a challenge.
Watson, I gave the totally negative. Spread some sunshine.
I'm close to you. I say they could be in those games if the offense stays healthy, which it has not, but it's a long ways off yet. If the offense stays healthy and we get both the wide receivers totally healthy and Derrick Henry keeps touching it 30 times and stays healthy through it, and that offensive line will finish a game without one of them coming out or whatever, and I don't think they've finished one game yet. So I'll say if the offense stays healthy and the defense has got to get a whole lot better in my personal opinion. They got time to do it. Let's see if it happens because they're going to be in the playoffs. That one is a definite.
Time is the best thing they've got going for them.
Best thing they got going.
Yeah. Because it's a luxury very few other teams have in the league.
Yeah.
But as I look at their defensive secondary, I'm not buying it. Yeah. And Mahomes will have a field day.
Yeah, he will. It's going to be another shootout. They're going to have to win another 34-31 type game.
Yeah. I think it'll be higher than that.
You may be right.
I think it'll be higher than that.
Final countdown is coming up next, including a football game that you may not know is on the schedule, but might be worth watching. It's the Plaster Radio Network.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle
muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text TIGER to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text TIGER to 321-321 right now. Text TIGER to 321-321. That's TIGER to 321-321.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Well, depending on how you want to play it, it could be a two-TV night. Obviously, you'll want to check in on Braves-Dodgers. I don't know about you, Terry.
I'll watch.
Yeah. You're bored.
Well, there's baseball on. That's good enough.
Okay. Not a rousing vote.
I mean, it's not like the Columbus Clippers and the Toledo Mud Hens or something, so I'll watch.
Okay. That's good. But, Watson, we've got a football game tonight that could be really intriguing. Coastal Carolina at Appalachian State. Appalachian State got buried a week ago by Louisiana. Got really humiliated. But they're at home tonight. Can they beat Coastal?
Yeah, I started last week to take that game, the Lafayette game. I told you that earlier, George, and forgot about it because it was before Thursday, so it could have been taken. And then this week, the same thing. I think now App State's got a good shot tonight at Coastal.
Do you really? Now, it's at App State.
It's at App State,
yeah.
And they just don't lose two in a row much. That is one really proud program. Coastal's going to catch everything App's got. I think they got a great shot at them.
How weird is it when your school plays a Tuesday night game and then a Wednesday night game a week later, what are the challenges for a coach?
The first time you do it, it's not easy. When you're in a league that does it a lot like we did in Conference USA, you get very used to it. I probably had, George, a third of the season that was that way. So you just learn how to plan it out and how to practice through it, and the kids get used to doing it. And the good thing to that is you're on national television with one set of eyeballs watching football. So, I mean, a bunch of eyeballs watching one football game. That's what I mean. So, honestly, it was a big deal for us in Conference USA to get it started. Now, that's when Conference USA was TCU and Houston and Cincinnati and all of those schools. So that's when we first started.
Watson, you know, one of the things, the Titans basically had a walkthrough and players didn't report until later today. And when you're talking about playing games on odd nights rather than on your normal Saturday, like you said that you did in your Conference USA days, how do you go about, I guess, scheduling recuperating time for the players after those games and balancing that with getting the necessary work in?
Got about 30 seconds.
In short weeks, Terry, I took the pads off 100%. Just practiced in shorts during that week. That's what I did.
Okay, tonight, Braves Dodgers. It's a 7 o'clock, 7:08 start. You can hear it here on WNSR. It is now official. Waskar Enoa, Julio Urias, who I believe was the one and only 20-game winner this year in baseball. I think I'm right about that. Anyway, to heck with him. Let's go pounding. Let's get 10 in the first.
And then turn it over to the bullpen?
Oh, God, let's hope not.
Way to end with a nice talk, Terry.
Yeah, really. Okay, out of here for today. This is the Plaster Radio Network.